Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan denounces the military coup attempt as treason, blaming it on supporters of anti-Ankara Gulen movement. Erdogan also pledged to cleanse the army, saying the arrest of coup plotters are underway. He made the comments shortly after the prime minister said the country's situation was under control. Thousands of Turkish government supporters have staged rallies in several major cities to condemn the coup attempt. Meanwhile, clashes have broken out in Istanbul and Ankara between coup plotters and pro-government supporters. Police in Istanbul have reportedly arrested dozens of soldiers involved in the coup attempt. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon and EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini called for calm in Turkey. At a joint press day in Moscow, the top Russian and US diplomats expressed hope that Turkey's crisis could be resolved peacefully. Iran's foreign minister also voiced concern over the crisis. The U.S. has released long classified documents detailing alleged ties of the Saudi government to the 9/11 hijackers. The congressional report suggests that while in the U.S., some of the hijackers were in contact with and received support from individuals who may have been connected to the Saudi government. French authorities have identified 31-year-old Mohamed Lahouaij Bouhlel as the terrorist behind Thursday's carnage in the city of Nice. The Paris prosecutor says the Tunisian-born man was unknown to intelligence services. French President François Hollande has announced that 52 of those injured in the terrorist attack remain in critical condition. Germany, Belgium and Britain say they will beef up security following the terrorist attack in France. German police are stepping up security checks on the French border. The Belgian Prime Minister has called for an emergency security meeting and the Mayor of London says he is reassessing security levels. Clashes have broken out in Indian-controlled Kashmir. At least two people have been killed, raising the death toll from the crackdown over the past week to 38. Kashmir has been the scene of deadly violence since pro-independence leader Burhan Wani was killed in clashes with Indian security forces. The Chinese Prime Minister has called on Japan to stop, quote, hyping up and interfering in the South China Sea dispute. Japan has sided with the U.S. in their row, saying Beijing must accept the ruling by the Hague Arbitration Court, which has rebuked China's claims to the South China Sea.